You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Andreas Cornelius to score and FC Copenhagen to win. Was 13-5, now 7-2. Cornelius to score, Copenhagen 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, was 11-2, now 6-1. And Islam Slimani, who's made an impact in this competition this season already, him to score and Leicester to win was 9-2, now 6-1. And Slimani to score, Leicester to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, was 17-2, now 9-1. That loss of the King Power for FC Copenhagen was their first in 24 matches, and subsequently they've picked up maximum points domestically, winning all three of their games, and they've scored some goals in the process as well, FC Copenhagen. They were unlucky, I thought, the King Power. Watched that game and they handled Leicester's physicality admirably for the most part. They were coping with their direct style of play. Leicester did play a lot of long ball, even more than I thought, and Solbakken, the FC Copenhagen manager, commented on that in the aftermath. He said he couldn't believe how direct Leicester City were. I thought they were a shade unlucky to get beaten in that game 1-0.
To a point, but they're a horrible price here.
FC Copenhagen?
I think so.
Yeah?
I'm going to put this one forward as the third worst price on this week's punt, and that's purely because there's two absolute stinkers to come.
Okay.
I really like Leicester here.
Do you?
I really do.
I don't at all.
I think so far a lot has been made of their Champions League form versus their Premier League form.
Yes.
On the road in the Premier League, they've been pretty poor, although it was a decent point at Spurs at the weekend.
Yeah.
But they went to Bruges and won. The way that they play, I think it really just set them up well in the Champions League away from home. And yes, you look at Copenhagen's home form and it is scintillating. They just don't drop points. But the Danish league is bobbins. It really is. And Copenhagen, for the last couple of years at least, haven't even been dominating that league like they used to. Yes, they are better than they have shown in recent years. This season they've been pretty good. But no, not for me. Leicester are a massive price here. They really are. Now, for me, a lot depends on... but incidentally, the 23-10 on Leicester, yes, I would take it, but I think there is better value to be had.
Okay.
I think a lot depends on who plays for Leicester. Does Ranieri go, do you know what, even if we lose this, there's a high chance we can go through, maybe rest a few?
That's my concern with supporting Leicester City here. I just think it's a very, very similar shape to this group as the group that Manchester City are in, and that's why I think that, you know, Barcelona being 5 points clear in that group... Mm. It's such a similar scenario where they don't need to win. Leicester City don't need to win this game.
Maybe not, but they've not let a goal in yet. They know that a win will put them through. And we've seen last season, we'll talk about Leicester in the Premier League last season again, but when they pick momentum up, they're hard to stop. Mm. And it's a similar bunch of players this season. A lot depends on who plays up front as to where my money would go. Slimani, a little bit of a doubt with the groin injury. And they have rotated. I mean, you look at the six striking players, if you like. Some will play on a wing, but Slimani, Vardy, Mahrez, Okazaki, Ojoa and Musa have all had little bits of game time here and there. Wouldn't surprise me if any of them, a combination of those players, play.
Yeah.
But Vardy, for me, 23-10. He's not been that as good this season, but I think his pace on the break could really trouble Copenhagen here. He'd be my best bet at 23-10, but I do like Leicester as well at the same price to win. I'm certainly looking pro Foxes here against, yes, a Danish side that are good at home, and there's sometimes in European competition, you have to look at the home form of the side that are at home, and you'll go, you know what, pretty good. Copenhagen, for me, their home form is fantastic, but it's against a calibre of opposition that your Monday night football club could beat, Dave.
And no, we're terrible.
No.
We're terrible.
Well, okay, but you get my point.
Yeah, I get your point. I'd be with Riyad Mahrez. Got to be for me at 11-4 for him to score any time. He's been directly involved in four of Leicester's five Champions League goals so far, scored three times and got an assist. He's saving his best. He's not playing to his absolute peak in the Premier League because he knows that this is the world stage, if you will, and if he's going to get a big move away in the summer, it's going to come through highlighting his credentials in this competition. So I like Riyad Mahrez to score any time at 11-4 if you're looking for a Leicester bet, but we're at loggerheads there because I think Copenhagen will win this game at 13-10.
Absolutely not a hope.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.